Great A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Oh, this is exciting. I know it makes no difference to you listening to us to this Glory Days podcast, but it's exciting for PJ and me because we're in a different room.
We're in a different room. We're hardly going to believe us. You're hardly going to believe us. Imagine you. We're hardly going to believe us. We're recording from a different room.
Yeah.
As if you gave a shite. As if you gave a shite.
Now, that bit is the more relevant
There's
one.
The relevant
Nobody
part.
Nobody cares.
No one cares. But we're excited. It's a different energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, like when you're on this. Remember when you got taken into the staff room with the teachers and they were like,
oh yeah,
you know, they were like, they're going, look at the
you
biscuits.
You mean
they
on those on those occasions when you weren't in trouble?
When you weren't
like
in trouble,
when you were
yeah.
going in for a good reason.
Like, come on in here before we head off, whatever, to the park or something. And you'd be off, whatever you were. I don't know why you'd be on your
what
own.
What school did you go to? They brought you in before. Now come on, let's go in here before we go to the park.
Well, to
did
be honest,
did you ever do any lessons
in my school? I have never done lessons in my life.
That's amazing. Yeah,
did you ever get that though when you had to like clean the staff room or anything? Did you ever do that in your school? You'd be selected to clean the
Hang
staff
a second.
Room.
Bear in mind who you're talking to. Clean the staff room.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in there, they were asking my opinion on things.
Oh, yeah, they were there. That was amazing.
Jim, how do you feel we should go with the whole kind of like sixth year?
What are the people your age thinking of mathematics and the way we're presenting it? Yeah. Whereas I was there going, yeah, come on, bring me to the staff room, I'm pissing your kettle, your bollocks.
Incredible. But anyway, yeah, so you began that's brought off to the park and all.
Well, yeah, well, we in fairness now, in secondary school,
now,
was at the park. The
right.
school was at the park.
Yeah. You know. Was this community service now?
Yeah, do you know, remember that when you went into school and they all says, right, we have to clean up the streets because you all committed crimes last week.
Yeah.
I love the way
you Borstal, I think it was called.
I think he calls me Borstal. Jim's school was so rough, right? That when they played the prisoners at Mountjoy, the prisoners said, don't bring them back here again.
Yeah, you know, they wouldn't let them.
Because you played football in the prisons now, didn't you, in your school?
Once. You don't have to. Don't make it sound
I heard it was a league. I heard it was a league. That when
it was the only one our school could get into.
Yeah, the top three that's in the league that year were Jim's school were second and the murderers came first and burglars came third.
Yeah, it was. We tried to get into the DDSL but they wouldn't let us in so we had to go into the prison league.
They were there, yeah. So it's the only way we can get people to come to the matches is if we locked them in. We're not allowed out.
Oh, man. That's amazing. The idea. Why, just out of curiosity, why were you being brought to the park?
I can't remember now. I mean, when I think of it, what did we ever get out of school for? We got out of school, there was every so often real young school, little school, like you'd be in for nature walks and all. Do you remember you got for a nature walk and everything?
No, I was never.
Well, you see, it's not nature where you're from. You know,
I'm
like,
starting to feel underprivileged there.
You never went for a nature walk.
Excuse me. Well, how dare you say we didn't have nature in Finglas? We had horses on the streets.
Well,
man.
There you go. Yeah, well, maybe you went for a viewing of the local horses or something. I don't know.
But you got nature walk.
But you never go for a nature walk and you try and find combs or chestnuts or anything like that.
No.
Or they take you and they get onto it. No. Oh, we used to do nature walks.
Excuse me. We were too busy trying to, you know, interpret the philosophies of the great, you know, Greek philosophers.
Imagine. Okay, everybody. Okay, class, take out your Finglasaurus. We're going to go through the terminology of the great Finglas officers of the past. Yeah.
Yeah. God, I feel like I missed out now.
I can't believe you didn't do nature walks. Yeah. And then, I mean, obviously it was a young teacher who was probably 19 or something who didn't want
afraid.
To stay in the classroom anymore. It was like, come on, we're going on a nature walk. What's outside? You'd never say, look, a leaf. Oh, Jesus. Put it in your pocket, you thick shit. And we'll put it in a fucking book when we get back to the class. It was like, you know, that sort of stuff.
Wow.
And then what other reasons would there be? Occasionally, like, you'd be taken on a day trip. So in the summer, sometimes they took us to Skerries, to, you know, where the fun fairs were. We'd go to Skerries. Yeah. That's the fun fair thing where we went into the ghost house. Remember I told you we went into the ghost house and the fella jumped out behind me and went, aah! And kicked me in the hole. That's true.
Yeah. You see, in Finglas, we didn't have to go to Skerries for that. That happened going up in your lane on the way home.
Yeah. Come here, you, McKay. Poof. Oh, stick that up your Finglasaurus.
Yeah. That happened to me every time I was going to school. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, no one believed me. It happened. That was. It still to this day. It upsets me. No one believed me that a man kicked me in the hole in that thing.
Yeah, but hang on a second.
20 pence it cost to get that? Kicked up the arse. I paid a grown man 20 pence to kick me in the arse.
But it was the ghost train, wasn't it?
The ghost walk. Yeah.
Well, there you go. They didn't even have a fucking
train. That was the ghost walk.
Excuse me. Announcement, please. If I can have your attention, please. The ghost train, the 7:45 ghost train that goes around, has been cancelled. You'll have to fucking walk.
Yeah, yeah.
There isn't even a bus to use the tickets on.
Yeah, that
you'll
was
have
it.
To walk instead.
Yeah, you had to walk in through it. Yeah.
So that's what it was. So apart from having, say, like an actual a spectre or a you know, a, something that would, you know, make like a witch or
no,
a,
it was
whatever.
Just dark. It was just dark.
It
yeah.
was basically the ghostly element of it was being attacked by
was
a man
going rah! And poof, kicked me up the hole. I was just shit. We all ran out screaming. Yeah, and you couldn't see because you were in the sun and all. And the wax museum, they used to take us to the wax museum. Like, at least once a year, our school would go to the wax museum.
Yeah, but at least
And there was the maze on the hands and knees maze at that. Did you ever go in there?
No.
Oh, there was a maze.
I mean, at least with the wax museum, at least there was a challenge in that. Yeah, as who the fuck is that?
Who's that? Who's that melted head of a bleeding thing?
And why? Why is Eamon Dunphy in I don't know
in the Star Wars or whatever? You know the way they even now the Star they're like that in the Wax Museum.
Yeah,
I think Ryan Tubridy's in Star Wars, is he?
Yeah,
in the Wax Museum now.
There is something slightly alien there.
Da, 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 da. Oh, that's Superman. But you know what I mean.
And
it's all mixed up.
So you went,
so we had all these.
Why
things.
Were you on your hands and knees again?
The maze in the wax museum was only waist height, so kids had to crawl in it to find their way through, and it was
really?
All very pitch black. That was the best part
really,
of the whole day.
Or was that because they didn't want to pay for you, so they'd make you just crawl in under the floor?
Maybe Mielf would put me in the air vents. Entertain yourself up there for a half an hour. Yeah.
Jesus, I missed out on so much of my childhood.
Oh, you really did. Yeah. My only memory of Finglas, and is what I've told you so many times, was when my dad took me to Finglas as a little kid, and there was still cows and all out there. You know, like cattle and everything. What the fuck? Finglas has changed, man. You wouldn't see a cow in Finglas nowadays. And like, I remember that, like, my dad take me to Finglas to see the cows. Like,
right.
That was a day trip with me elf out there. We're going to Finglas to see the cows. He used to take me to the airport to see. This is true. He used to take me to the airport see the planes and anywhere. He used to do that as well.
I mean, whatever about planes. I mean, planes are, jeez. Oh, my God. Like a plane, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big deal. I mean, you know, like every kid would get a buzz out of a plane. Like,
taking off
and landing and, you know, all this kind of stuff. I get it. That's sci-fi almost when you're a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But going to see a cow.
But I'd never seen a cow.
It's not exactly going to the zoo, is
but
it?
To me it was. I'd never seen a cow in real life.
You were only from Merino.
I know, but I was watching Tarzan, I think, and I seen all the animals, the elephants and all. And I was like, oh, look at all that. My dad goes, there's cows in Finglas. And we went to see the cows. And that was...
Yeah, mind you, this is from the same man who told you Disneyland was the other side of Dublin Bay. Where the towers are.
I'm in Clontarf looking at the pool bag towers and all and Dunleary and everything. I says, that's America. And I was, what? He goes, that's America. And I said, no way. Everything we watched on TV. And if you're from the north side on the bay there, you'll know it always looks sunnier, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, that's where they're all over there. Fucking A-team and all is over there. They're all over there, the A-team. And all the women in the bikinis and all, and Mickey Mouse and all. He's there. And I wanted to go to Disneyland. And he goes, it's too far. It's too far. That's what he used to say. You can't. A plane takes 12 days to get there or something. I was like, I can't fucking believe it. I couldn't believe you could see things moving and all. I was like, oh, maybe that's fucking MacGyver. Look over there, Dallas and all.
And there's just no way of getting
there.
There's
no, it's too far. It's you can see it, but it's
like,
too far.
Literally, that 2 miles.
That's miles away. Looks like 2 miles. That's good night. That's 10,000 miles. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd say your dad went back into your man and said, you're not going to believe this. Yeah. Right? I want to tell him that, like, if, that that's America. So you did not.
He didn't believe you.
He didn't believe you. Yeah, he did. Sure, next week I'm going to bring him out and ask him, does he want to go and see a cow?
Yeah, but here's the thing as well, right? Yeah, that's it. He bring me to see cows for Tarzan. They told me that was America. But then when I says to him about Santa, he just goes, what one of them bikes in the butcher shop do you want Santa to get you? I was like, oh, so Santa's not real.
Excuse me, maybe Santa just had an account with the butcher shop.
Yeah, but just...
Why was your butcher shop selling fucking bikes anyway?
Oh, Tommy Nolan's in Fairview sold.
Yeah. Tommy, give us a pound of sausages and a rally burner.
He could. What? Yeah, he didn't do rally though. He only did Lejeune bikes.
Oh, of course, because he was a butcher's. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with that fucking butchers. You can't even get a rally bike in it.
What sort of butchers are you? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But what it means is, and you're right to bring it up because it is a strange one, is for a while in my life, I was old enough to not believe in Santa, but not old enough to think that when I was in Clontarf, I wasn't looking at California.
And the idea just that you couldn't get there.
Couldn't get there. That is miles away.
Are you sure? I could see the moon.
But that was how I rationalized. I can see the moon.
But you couldn't go there.
I can see the sun. You know, I can see the stars. I can see America. Doesn't mean you can just jump on a fucking...
Yeah.
You can just be there. You know, they're miles away.
So by extrapolation, you thought that the Poolbeg Towers were roughly the size of the moon in real life.
What I thought. I thought they were like 25 times the size of the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Wow. Yeah.
They're skyscrapers.
See them skyscrapers? That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
The gateway to America.
Oh, man.
I know you wonder why, you know, where you get an imagination from. She don't know what's real or not. You know, you don't have a clue what's going on.
No wonder you chose the route you chose.
Yeah. I didn't have much of a choice,
vivid,
I think.
Vivid imagination. Yeah.
Now you have to look after me.
But that's because for a minute I genuinely was starting to think, my God, I actually used to look back at my childhood and thought I was grand, you know. And then I realised that I never got brought by school and nature walks.
I can't believe
out to the fun
that.
Fairs and all that.
And what else did we do? There was loads of things we did. I'm trying to think now where else we went. Scaries was a big one, and then of course it was Bray.
Mind you,
I mean, you always go to Bray at least once a year. Yeah.
No, never got brought.
It took ages though. There was no dart or anything.
Before, like when I was a kid in primary school.
Yeah.
I do remember that before we left, when we were in whatever the sixth class is it before you leave primary school. I've told you about this. We did go on a plane.
Oh my God! Yeah, this is your big day trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the way people do and kind of whatever later in life maybe people did what did they call those things? Not retreats. What did they used to call them when they bring you off and to a hostel somewhere later in, you know, when you were older? What was that?
Camping? A camp? Were you in Camp Jesus as well? Remember you took me to Camp Jesus?
No, I was never in Camp Jesus.
That was mental. All the L ones and all. Women who were like, when I think about it now, they're probably in their mid-20s with big froes and L one dresses singing, "Oh, the Lord and Jesus came down from the stars," and priests with guitars and everything.
Oh my God.
That was really wacko. Oh, what was the songs they used to sing? Remember, we were like,
Mary's got
a baby, yes, Lord. Mary had a baby, yes, my Lord. These are L ones from Offaly and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
No, thankfully not. But my big plane trip was, and we had to save for weeks. There used to be saving stamps, and we had to save for weeks. And guess where we went on our plane? We went to Limerick.
Yeah, around Shannon. You went at home. You weren't even allowed to get off the plane.
We never left the airport in Shannon. We went to Shannon. We had beans and chips and we got on the plane and came home. Tell you, that was a day with the days.
Beans and chips. I love that. That's brilliant though.
Now I realise that, you know, I could have gone to America in the same thing because they were only over there by the Poolbeg.
What I love about that, though, is I know you long enough to know that if you won the Euro Millions and you had a private jet, I know you long enough to know that if you are sitting there, you and Yvonne, and you're 250 million in a bank and a private jet, you go, "Should I go down to Limerick for a fish and chips?" And she'd go, yeah, you go, we'd be there in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Where's the nearest runway in town?
Yeah. There's a Great Beans and Chips, Donkey Ford's it's called. We could be back. We'll be home before lunch.
Oh my God. But the stuff that we were, as kids, the stuff that we were impressed with.
Oh, and that was the thing. You were different levels of expectation. Like, you always had one kid who thought everything was shite because he was spoiled. He had everything, you know. And then to be the other kid who couldn't believe he was getting anything.
Yeah.
You know, so that, like, so when you went to the Skerries and all, to be, you know, I was upset someone kicked me up the hole, whereas another lad would be there, that's the most amount of attention. I'm awful good thing. In about 6 months now. I hope we never go home. And you're like, what do you mean? This is fucking shit. I'm fucking starving. I'm full of Fanta. And your man's after kicking me up the hole. And you know, the kid that was always in wellies and lived in Dublin. Oh, unbelievable.
Because that's the only shoes he had.
Yeah, they were the only shoes. He wore them even in PE. He'd be there in the shorts and wellies. This is amazing fun. This is amazing fun. What's fun about this? You know, he didn't realise his, you know, his folks just let him at it, never gave him any attention, you know.
Yeah, he hadn't been indoors in about 3 years.
He couldn't even get in trouble, he'd smash all the windows and they'd be there going, oh, leave them smashed. You know, this is amazing fun. You know, you'd make friends with him and he'd be at your house at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Hey, do you want to come out? And I've got a new pair, I got one new left welly. I don't want to be out with him.
You can have an end of it.
You can have, do you want to lend me right welly? Do you want to have a welly kick off? I have two. I don't want a welly kick off. And then there'd be the other. be the other prick, you know, you go to his house, he'd had fucking everything. You'd go to his house, he'd had fucking everything. You'd mention, oh, look at this, I'm after you. You think you were great because you got the new Argos catalogue.
Yeah, just the catalogue.
Yeah, you'd be like, look at the car, have it, you want to have a look at it? He'd go, I have everything in that you did, you fucking do, not your bastard. He'd be like, I do, come on in. Can I play with it? No, but you can look at it.
Yeah.
He'd go, fucking hell, was better off with that welly wanker 5 minutes ago, no, to be honest with you.
That's true, though, isn't it? Remember, like, a catalogue.
You used to love the catalogue.
Nowadays, I suppose, what is it nowadays? Smiths, I suppose. I don't know, whatever.
Just the idea, the catalogue, to get the pictures of the toys.
Yeah.
And one kid would have it for, I'm looking at you, prick. And he'd get 20 minutes or something with looking at all the pictures. And then you'd get it for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you'd get to take it home. And he'd be looking at pictures of toys. Oh, it was unbelievable.
And poor Willy bloke, he got it for Christmas.
Yeah, poor Willy.
That was his gift.
That was his Christmas present.
He
come in. Look, I drew a picture of the toys with my dad's pen.
Yes, he gave it to me for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big, and it looks
it's
like
a big biro. Is that all
like,
you got?
It looks like it's run out.
Is that what you got? He's after drawing mustaches on all of them already. That was it. Yeah, you're there going, ah, poor Welly fella. Jesus, I wonder where he is now. Don't mind me. Is that fella in the offices now? Don't mind me. I just come in anyway. They actually stopped paying me 6 months ago.
Yeah, I just like being out of the cold.
Yeah, it's just nice.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Now, yesterday, if you were with us on the show yesterday, we ended up talking about Wales, right? Because it had introduced this tourist tax. And as a result of talking about it, we were kind of struggling a little bit to know, obviously our fault, to know what it is that Wales has to offer. What is there in Wales that would make it necessarily a tourist destination?
Yeah, yeah.
If they're introducing a tourist tax, well, it turns out, tell you one thing they have a fugitive.
It's what they did. It's a great place to disappear. That turns out that's what Wales is.
Really?
Maybe
that's a great slogan.
Maybe that's how they can market it. Yeah. Wales. A great place to disappear. Oh, that's new. What's that? What's that?
Nobody knows what that was.
What accent was that?
I don't know, but do it again.
A great place to disappear. Oh, wow, that was so bad.
That sounded like that bloke you're trying to think of. Wow.
Yeah. So they found a suspected terrorist there this week. Wanted for more than 20 years by the FBI. I don't know why I said the FBI.
I literally thought you were saying by the BI. I thought, well, I wonder which particular organisation, which arm of the law that is.
Imagine being into the FBI going, hey, hold it. I'm Brad Silver from the FBI.
Here's Brad.
Put your hands up. But from the FBI, he's been wanted for 20 years. His name is Daniel Andreas from San Diego. He is an animal rights extremist and he has been hiding out in Wales for 20 years. They finally got hold of him. And he was posing as a local. How did he pose as a local? Did you hear the accent? Was he doing that? He goes,
I'm a local pussycat. I'm not from San Diego.
So he was posing as a local.
Yeah,
he was posing as a local.
Wow.
For the last 20 years when they arrested him.
So he obviously had the extraordinary command of...
of the Welsh lingo.
That you have.
Imagine that conversation between the American guy. Hey, I know who you are, Daniel. I'm from the FBI. He goes,
it's not me, pussycat. I'm just a local. My name is Hans Llewellyn. Of whatever Welsh name is. Yeah.
Oh, man. So
there you go, yeah. But he was up in the magistrate's court yesterday.
So these were serious...
proceedings are to begin, yeah.
Serious crimes.
Serious crimes, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, crimes. You know the way places... I mean, you know, all joking aside, you know, if Wales is kind of getting a bit of a push on the tourism thing...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've said in the past, the likes of, say, Newcastle and Sunderland, traditionally they wanted to... They actually actively put themselves out as a great destination for stag parties.
They did, yeah.
So if you were to put yourself out there as, like, look at, you know, criminals... We can hide you.
Imagine. Yeah.
We've got hills. Or sorry, in your case, we've got hills and valleys.
Hills and valleys. Great places to hide guns.
Great places to hide.
Oh, yeah.
Well, come here, enjoy a leak.
Enjoy
a leak. And we have very great men's choirs.
Yeah. Not a lot of security on the back of the credit unions.
No. Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah,
nobody ever checks the passengers.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Of course, you know at this stage now that we've passed the first birthday. I suppose from our point of view, we could call it the first anniversary of PJ's parenthood. Okay, so the kids have had their first birthday.
Yeah.
But it's the first kind of anniversary, a couple of months back, of PJ's time as a parent, right? And...
So God, it's not.
We've become
easy.
Aware of, obviously, you know, I'm a parent myself. I've, you know, raised my three lads or whatever and all that sort of stuff.
Sure, they've gone on to be bald men.
But anyway, that's not the point.
Adults and everything.
The fact of the matter is, right, that as with every other thing in life, parenting changes a great deal.
Oh, but doesn't it just?
There is one thing that we have to say, you might consider from sharing notes, let's say. One thing that is a constant, okay? Never fully admitted by parents, by the way. But it's a constant through all eras of parenting. Sometimes your kids are a pain in the... Do you know what I mean?
A pain in the back of the pants.
Like a little break from them.
Yeah, so here's a great statistic, right? Apparently, I'm not even going to give the statistics because it doesn't matter. More people than ever are now booking holidays on their own without their kids, right? Oh, okay, no big surprise there. Here's the thing. It's still costing the same. So they're booking them without the kids and they're saying, oh, you know yourself, oh, the cost of living. Oh, we'd love to go as a family. We'd love to go as a family, but we just can't. It's just so expensive. And now, you need a break. So me and Hubert, we're going to head off, just the two of us. And
yeah.
It's only a little, every day.
It's a little place. It's a little five-star, adult-only Caribbean island.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course we'd love
to. We're going to
miss. Yes, I know we could have gone for a slightly less expensive resort and have brought the kids, but that, look, it's not the same.
We used to love going to Ballymaleen's. You know, they have the club there with the kids and everything. Yeah. And the four of them, but it's costing the same.
Yeah, so of course it is.
Because they're now going, oh, we don't have the kids. Instead of making the saving, they're going, oh, do you want to get the jacuzzi package? And they go and they get the jacuzzi package and the champagne reception. Yeah.
Yeah.
And seeing as though we don't have the kids, it's very rare we don't have the kids. Some people are spending more on the double holiday for just them than they are for the full family holiday.
While still saying, it's the cost of living, you know.
Oh, the cost, it's ruined. You used to be able to go to Paris for 15 cent on the Ryanair's. And sure, now that's all gone. Now it's like 1,500 million and all together.
So you see, so that is the modern twist on the never-ending story of parenthood. Nowadays, they've done it as, okay, I mean, they won't just turn around and go, you know, it's great to get away from the kids, isn't it? It's fantastic. You need to get away from the kids. No, they have to do the kind of modern twist on it, which is, you know, you can never acknowledge that sometimes your kids are a pain in them, you know what I mean?
Not supposed to.
And so now you kind of have to do the, oh, no, it's not that.
No.
Oh, God, it's not that. Oh, no, I love the kids. But just the cost of living.
Oh, honestly, I'll never forget. We were sitting there on the Wednesday, drinking champagne, having a Michelin star dinner, looking over the Costa.
Just before we'd actually just come out of the massages, and we were just waiting for all.
And I said to Hubert, "Didn't I say? Don't you miss the kids? Terrible."
Yeah.
And he
was asleep at the time. But it's like, you know, crossed my mind.
God, wouldn't you much rather be in the Mickardly Mouse Club now with the bouncy castles and the screaming head cases and the mad lunatics in football jerseys who take up the sun loungers?
Glory days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Now, we have a lot of people who listen to the show who are involved in the construction industry. There are lots of tradespeople, lots of people, as I say, involved in the building industry and all that sort of stuff who listen to the show. Just to say to you all, the game is up.
The game's up.
It's over for you. It's over for you. Forget it. You're a thing of the past. Robots are now doing your
job. Robot builders. They're working on robot builders. Believe it or not, they reckon they nearly have it sussed at this point. Builders are like robots who can come in and do painting and plastering and, you know, carpentry and all that sort of stuff. Wow. Completely independent. But there's been a big kickback, and mostly from the US, construction workers in the US. And their reason for it is kind of funny in that they're saying, like, you know, why? But you can't teach them how to get on with the lads. Like, you can't teach them health and safety and all that. Like, they would be fine, they'll do the job perfect, but they won't have any knowledge of the health and safety and the lads next to them, and they could hurt the lads next to them.
Are they not just working with other robots?
Well, not necessarily at the start and all. So that's what people are worried about, is that the robot-human interaction at the start could be potentially dangerous and also not great for the workplace.
I'd say it's the fact that they're probably worried that the robot one won't get his round in. That's what that's about. Whose turn is it on the coffees?
Yeah.
It's X4732. Well, they never get that round.
What do you mean? He is a coffee machine. Can't get anything out of them, you know. And it's gas, isn't it? They think they won't, like, the separation.
And is this on building sites and everything? This isn't kind of like inside factories or anything. This is actual
building
robot
sites
builders.
That's the vision for the future. But the construction workers say they won't fit in, basically. That's kind of it. I love the idea of a builder. If they have to make them to try and fit them in at the start, you know. Like, will they be wearing jeans and every time they bend over, their crack sticks out a little bit? Or will they be, like, you know, coming in and going, oh, they have a coffee machine in round the corner is never really good, or wow, that was a terrible match last night.
I just got to say, did you see the Arsenal?
Yeah, what robots? My favourite team.
Yeah. So, by the way, these robots, are they going to, you know, will they look like humans?
But are they just going to be
big boxes of things with, you know?
They'd probably be all different boxes and everything, but for illustration's sake, they've made them look like humans in the...
With a hard hat and a high vis.
Yeah, he's wearing a hard hat, he's holding a clipboard, as if he's going to be reading off a clipboard.
Yeah. Okay, lads, we're going to do the electrics next.
Because builders don't just work on sites. This is the thing as well. You can imagine calling a plumber or calling someone to come to your house. And they go, so what time will you be over? I'm going to say 9 o'clock, but it could be any time before 6 p.m. You'd be like, what? What time is that? Like, I'm going to say 9. And will you be able to do the job? Well, the first time you just have a look, you know. You don't really do the job.
That robot suddenly drifted from American to slightly, the dub came out of him towards the end.
I'm just going to come and suss it out first. See if it's actually worth doing.
Yeah, they'll have to perfect the robot equivalent of...
Yeah.
That's going to be
so
expensive.
So what do you think of that? Mother of Jesus, who fitted that?
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Apparently we all owe a debt of gratitude to the GAA.
Yeah, we do. Have you seen the recent study? It's amazing. It shows the sort of social value of the GAA to Ireland, and they reckon it comes in at around 2.87 billion a year. 2.87 billion.
That the GAA puts into society.
Yeah, so like for every euro that's spent on GAA, in the country, it comes back at around 280, I think is the average. So it generates that much for our society. So for like, there's a match on, and somebody buys a football and jerseys, to put it at its most basic, by the time people come, travel, have a few drinks, have a sandwich, get involved, donate to charity, whatever, it's generated. It generates so much for
almost
Irish
society. Almost to a power of three or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this was done by... almost to the power of three. You're right, yeah. So, well, almost to the power of two or three. To the power of €2.30. That's how it works. That's the matter.
That's how... Well done to the... And, you know, worth acknowledging, of course, amazing. That the GAA, you know, generating all this, is a voluntary
organisation. I love the GAA. I have to say,
pay the players, you know what I mean?
Obviously,
that's an amateur organisation.
Do you know who else they don't pay? MCs who do their events.
I had a feeling. This story was likely to take a small twist this way.
Do you know
who
else they don't pay? You and me, when we've done free stuff. I didn't realise there was that much coming in. If I had I'd have put in an invoice.
Yeah. I will grant you that. Yes, we have showed up to kind of host events and been told. Well, that was great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, lads. Yeah.
See you now next
That was great. Yeah, you and me. Yeah, we did, yeah.
And I do like to do a bit for my hometown club. And again, it's always... I would appreciate that, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Cheers, fair play. Are you around next year? Same as always, yeah?
No, come on. I will have to say, come on.
Remember we did a gig, you and me. Remember we did a gig, right? And it was because there was a championship was won and all. And we did a gig. And there was a doctor on the team. And we were raising money to send him on holidays. And I was like, are we raising money to send the doctor on his holidays? And they were like, yeah. I was like, oh, what are we doing? You haven't even given us a free ham tart. Well, I don't know what a ham tart is.
Yeah. It's an amazing organisation. A lot of voluntary work there.
A lot of voluntary work, really, including the voluntary work we've done over the years.
Maybe we can classify ourselves as part of the GA family.
I love the GAA.
That has helped this 3 billion into society.
I'm going to just keep saying I love the GAA, but I did realise I was being short-shot. Somebody owes us £50. Jim, I'm telling you that much.
Or at least a ham tart.
Or at least a ham tart. At the very least, a birthday ham tart for you.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.